was going to say anything to offer any hope whatsoever to grasshoppers and their eating of whatever they're after in your garden is to cover that crop. You know, there isn't anything to spray on it.
Yeah.
It's too late to run the chickens through. I mean, I suppose you could, and they could eat as many grasshoppers as they could find in a day, but at this point, it's a little late.
Yeah.
And so one of the easiest things to do if they're coming in and they're eating your beans or your lettuce or your kale or your chard is to use some of that infamous Rimei cloth, that floating row cover cloth we've talked so much about, and to cover those crops with that cloth. That cloth will still let all that light in and the water through, but it'll keep those grasshoppers off those tender plants you're trying to eat. So,
okay.
So that might be a good solution for that.
Rimei cloth, one more time.
One more time.
That's a great stuff. And so I know you've cut your hours back. You're busy in the garden these days, but you still are open there at Local Fridays and Saturdays, 9 to 3. What sort of things are people coming in other than that?
Well, believe it or not, we're starting to head into fall.
Yeah,
and so we still have fruit trees and some of those beautiful strawberries we just talked about and some raspberry plants. It's a good time to pick up some perennials that are drought tolerant and that are sort of deer resistant, some of those deer non-favorites. We've got a sale going on our perennial